Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. This episode of the Downtown Lowdown is powered by the Tip City Foundation, investing in what makes our community thrive. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Welcome to today's episode of the Downtown Lowdown. And today we are going to talk about something that I am so excited about. So excited.
What is it?
Your favorite thing.
Project Christmas.
Yeah.
I just like saying it. I don't know why.
Today we're going to talk about part one of Project Christmas.
Okay.
And it's the Christmas Cellar.
Okay. The Christmas Cellar.
The Christmas Cellar.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is part one. Hopefully it will be brought to you this year. Mm-hmm. And we are going to take a space in downtown Tip City and turn it into a Christmas pop-up.
A Christmas pop-up.
Yeah.
Is this Project Christmas?
Well, it's part one of Project
Christmas.
Part
one of Project Christmas is the Christmas pop-up. So you're going to take a space downtown and make it like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Boom.
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 I mean, we already are a Hallmark town.
But yeah, this is a Hallmark Christmas from like a Hallmark Christmas movie where the lady who is back in town because her uncle died, and then the guy who owns the local pet store, and they meet cute at Project Christmas.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
I like they're in the Christmas place.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Which one of us are going to write about it?
Oh, I have no
rock,
idea.
Rock, paper, scissors?
No, you do it.
Yeah, because I love stories.
You do love. I hate them. I can't stand love stories. No, okay. They're the worst. The worst.
Okay, so if you fall in love at Project Christmas, I'm going to write you a love story.
Oh, Schmoopy. I love that. So tell me about Project Christmas. What is this idea? Where's this coming from?
It's coming from my past. Mm-hmm. I used to travel quite often, mm-hmm. and we always loved going to these little spaces that they would take and convert into Christmas pop-ups. They were just so fun to attend. You know, Instagram, everybody loves taking photos. What is it? Take it for the gram, or mm-hmm. I don't even remember what it is now.
Shoot it for the gram is what they call it.
But, you know, I thought, why not bring that to Tip City?
Yes.
Why not?
So this is going to be a Christmas-themed space.
Mm-hmm.
And what will be down there?
So it's going to be kind of three different rooms.
Mm, okay. You've thought this out. You have a plan.
I do have a plan.
She's got a plan, folks.
I actually have a 38-page plan.
She's pulling it up on her little computer thing, and it's kind of intimidating because the font is so small, I can't even read it. There's a lot going on there. So you have a plan.
I do have a plan.
For Project Christmas.
The Christmas Cellar.
Is part one. Got mm-hmm. it? The Christmas Cellar.
Yes. So in the Christmas Cellar, it's three spaces in there. We're going to have the Hallmark Holiday Room.
I like that.
So think some fireplaces, couch, warm lights, garland, 6 to 8 Christmas trees. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're going to have some, depending on how the room needs to be set up, because this is going to be a multi-use space.
It sounds like a multi-Instagram space just take many photos.
You definitely would be able to. So if this space is going to be used for like dining or entertaining, you know, of course we're going to have the tables and chairs, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it's going to be all out. So then on the other half of the room, we're going to have the Dickens Lounge. So that's going to be very Victorian-like. We're going to have some, you know, some antique sleds or trunks, lots of plaids and ribbons, brass lighting, a vintage record player, some couches and chairs to lounge on. And then in
do you need me to be there dressed up as like somebody from Dickens' time and I can do my horrible British accent?
Absolutely.
Hello, governor.
Absolutely. I have a list of the volunteers that I needed.
Welcome to Project Christmas. See, that's horrible.
It's the Christmas cellar.
Welcome to the Christmas cellar.
That's perfect. You're hired.
In it. Did they say that back then? I don't think they did. Hello, governor. That's all I know how to say is hello, governor. And even that's not great. I said that in London and people, like, they beat me up. They're like, don't talk like that, governor. And then he called me governor. And I'm like, you just said it. Why can't I say it? And he's like, you're American. And then he hit me in the face. No, he didn't. So you've got a Dickens library area, which sounds like the fancy part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the Tippecanoe toy shop. So we're going to have some train displays, giant stacked presents, and that's basically going to be a photo op room.
Right.
So, you know, we've got so many great photographers in town. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is going to be like a photo op space ready for you to shoot at. But then also when I've got people down utilizing the basement, you know, if, say Monroe Federal, mm-hmm. every year they have a big Christmas party for their employees. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This year, if they choose to have it downstairs at the Christmas cellar, you know, they'll have to bring their own caterer in, absolutely. their own everything in. But we've got somebody that can help with vendors. So we've got a volunteer that has all of those connections and can help anybody that's using the space find what they need for that space. But they have the entire space. So say Lewis says, all right, everybody get in the photo room. We're taking photos.
It's like a pre-designed Christmas party venue.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Thank you.
That sounds good. I like that a lot.
So in November, we're going to have this space from November 1st through January 1st. Mm-hmm. The second weekend of November, it's not going to be split into rooms yet. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be decorated kind of like I showed you in this picture.
Yes, I saw a picture, a rendering.
With lots of garland, ornaments, lights, very Christmassy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're going to use that extra space to bring in any vendors that are friends of downtown that are not brick and mortar downtown.
Pop up.
So they can pop up in that basement and, that's such a great shopping weekend in downtown Tip City. We want to give our friends that are not downtown the opportunity to be represented.
Okay, great.
So they'll be down there.
Is that Yuletide Gathering weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I like that.
And then I talked to Donnie at... He is DJ Cheney at Inferno Productions. And one night he's going to throw together a family-friendly music bingo for us to do down there with Christmas music.
Is he going to drop beats?
He is going to drop some beats.
That's rad.
Then after that family music bingo is kind of when the volunteers will go in there and turn it into the three different rooms.
Okay.
Right in time for the beginning of December and preview night. The second week of December, the partnership is going to turn it into a speakeasy. So we're going to have a fundraiser event.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we'll have our own speakeasy. We're working with Sarah Brubaker. She's the owner of the Cherry Street Bottle Shop.
That'll be
fun. And she's going to lead that.
They have a great space there.
I just think it's going to be amazing.
It's a beautiful space down there.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm excited for that. That sounds good.
All right. So what are your questions?
My questions are, yes, I was going to say you should have vendors down there and selling stuff, but that you already got that figured out. I love the idea of people coming down there and taking pictures, Instagram photos for their thingies. And I love the idea. We had a Christmas party here for the staff last year, and it was fun, but I didn't decorate it a lot. It was just neat to have a space. So it'd be neat for businesses to have a space they can bring their people into, have a big party and then leave, and they don't have to worry about undecorating.
So we're not charging anything additional this year for decorating.
It's going to be exciting.
It is going to be exciting.
So if people want to reserve this space, they just get a hold of you.
Yeah, they do have to. They will get a hold of me if they want it from November 1st through January 1st. But they do still have to fill out the rental agreement that Monroe Township put together. And it does cost. There is a fee to rent that. And that fee does not go to us. It goes to the Monroe Township because that's how they pay their employees to clean the space.
But it comes all decorated.
Yeah. And it's ready to go.
That's a great value for you because normally if you rent the space, it's just the space.
Yeah.
But here it's the space done up for Christmas.
Yeah. And it's going to be exciting. Yesterday I submitted my first grant request for it. So crossing my fingers that I get it. If not, I'll just try and try again.
And you're getting a grant probably to rent it for that much time or for all the decorations?
Getting a grant to do the set build out for the room and the decorations because that's all stuff that's going to be able to be used over and over and over again.
Nice.
Thankfully, the Monroe Township, they are not charging me. I mean, I'm doing them a favor. Let's think about it.
Yeah, you are. But also, that's a big space.
So. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of stuff that you need to buy and put in there to make it to fill it out and make it look fully decorated. So that's going to be nice. I'm excited about that.
So I do definitely need some volunteers for this.
Yes, I was going to say you probably need donated Christmas decorations also at some point and some volunteers to help. Like, so do you have a committee for this or how's this going to work?
I'm starting right now on building my committee. And so we are the core planning team and we're recruiting now. So if you love Christmas and you think that this project would be something that you would be interested in working on, you know, I need a Christmas seller project coordinator, which is basically my right hand person. Because for the first year, I'm definitely, this is going to be my pet project in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to be working on this a lot, but I do need somebody there to help me. And that person can't be Kelly because
she's busy.
She's going to be working on the Christmas parade and the home tour. So
tree lighting. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Yeah.
And then I'm going to need a creative design lead. So if you love decorating spaces, especially decorating spaces for Christmas, get a hold of me. I need a props and decor sourcing lead. So somebody that loves thrift shopping, Facebook Marketplace, because I think a lot of these, you know, for the Dickens room and the Hallmark room, I'm really going to have to find the pieces that fit.
Hello, Governor.
Right. So if you love to shop and, you know, look for very specific things. Yeah,
find old timey Christmassy stuff, 1880s Christmas decorated theme stuff.
Yeah. I could definitely use your help. If you like to ask people for money, I need a sponsorship and donation lead.
Nice.
And, you know, hopefully I get a grant, so we won't need, you know, a lot of sponsorship money. But it could even be something like, I'm going to, right now, if you've got Christmas presents, oh my goodness, I do need that coffee now, Greg.
You do. Sorry, my coffee machine is down. I apologize.
If you have some Christmas decorations that you're like, oh, I know I'm not going to need them. You know, at some point, we're going to need to start collecting them and we're going to need room. So, you know, maybe tip storage or another place said, hey, maybe we want to donate this storage space for you. So
to hold all the decorations.
Yeah, because we need it to still be nice. People
are probably getting rid of them now. This is the time of the year when people are taking stuff down and putting it away and being like, I don't want this next year.
Right. So if you're doing that, think of us because we're going to need a lot of Christmas stuff.
Talk to Tasha at downtowntipcity.org to let her know about your gigantic Christmas decoration donation and how to coordinate how you can get that to her.
Yeah. I mean, really any Christmas decorations, because if we're not utilizing trees, we need lots of trees.
Yeah, lots of Christmas trees.
Lots of trees, lots of lights.
In the Hallmark movies, there's always a bunch of Christmas trees.
Yeah. We're going to make, I think this is going to be amazing. And I really think this might be my favorite project.
I like that you're taking Christmas and you're leaning into it and you're making it like a tip thing.
Yeah, we should. Like it. I mean,
you're taking Christmas back.
Who took it from us?
I don't know. Who had it before? Somebody had it before and you're taking it back.
I'm taking it back.
You're like, no, that's ours. Hello.
We do Christmas great here.
You do Christmas great here. You're very good at it.
It's not me. It's like this city is made for Christmas.
Yes.
I mean, it just is. It's the perfect backdrop.
People love doing the Christmas decorations on their houses. People love decorating downtown. All the shops are always decorated mm-hmm. cute. The lights downtown are very expensive and very hard to maintain and very hard to like do. And the city does it.
Yeah.
And they love it. And it's awesome. And then last year I noticed some people were putting lights on like the edge of their buildings downtown mm-hmm. and it made it look like Disneyland.
Yeah. Last year we bought lights for the fence and the depot mm-hmm. and that looked so good.
And then I think it was Phil Cox's building, the old Royal Crest, the old post office. He ran lights along the edge of the side and the front of the building to kind mm-hmm. of like mark out where the building is at nighttime. And it looks so good. I would love to see that on more buildings. That was really cool.
Thrivent did that as well.
Did they
installed permanent lighting that they can change the color by the season.
So cool.
So look tomorrow. I bet it'll be green.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, top of the morning to you.
I know.
Oh.
And I'm talking about Christmas.
And you're talking about Christmas. I love it. I love it. All right. So if people want to get involved and help you out, how do they get a hold of you?
Email me, tasha@downtowntipcity.org. I will tell you, I always have about 50 emails in my inbox because it never stops.
It never stops.
But you can also reach out if you are a texter, 937-667-0883. Texting is probably the easiest way for me to respond because if it's during work hours, mm-hmm. I have my work phone.
Yep. And if you want to see Project Christmas be a thing and you want to help it make it a success, don't wait until December and then go to the thing and be like, oh, this is great. I'm so happy somebody made this happen. Get involved now so that you can have a handle on how it happens and how it goes and have some say and pitch in and get all your ideas out there because Tasha needs help. Tasha's going to need a hand or 10. And if you want to get involved, this is a great way to do it. It's creative. It's fun. It's exciting.
And you're creating a really great space for your community that's mm-hmm. much needed because having a large event space in Tip City is, I mean, it's something that we need.
It is. It is. And you're helping make this Christmas season more special and you're helping people who come to town and people that live here make memories that they'll hopefully be positive memories about Tip. And you got to have a hand in that and got to be involved in that. I mean, is there anything better than that?
Right.
Making Christmas better. You can spend, if you like Christmas, you can spend the next 12 months, eight months thinking about it ahead of time and be planning. You can be planning. You might even make a 38 page document about it.
Maybe.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
Planning and plotting for Christmas.
For Christmas joy.
For Christmas joy, buying things on Facebook and planning decorations and building fake fireplaces. All this stuff's got to happen before November. If it's going to happen. So if you like Christmas and you want to make it a whole year round thing, this is a great way to do that.
Yeah. And I think being part of this project is going to, it's going to be great.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
It is.
I'm excited about this. So this is the first year for this, and this is a new launch.
Yes.
And this is all your brain idea, yeah. Brainstorm.
We're going to have a big ribbon cutting. It's going to be a whole thing.
It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
And hopefully everybody embraces it and they love it, and then it's going to be a new Tip City tradition.
That's one of the things I like about the partnership is you guys try out new stuff. And you, I hate to say it, but if stuff doesn't work out, you just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like you don't, I know a lot of places have stuff that's like tired. And you're like, okay, yes, it's the 74th annual blah, 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 blah. But if they're just having the event just to have the event because they can't stop having the event because then it's not the 74th annual whatever, but nobody really cares and they don't put any effort into it, then it's just habit.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're starting up new stuff and trying it out and it works great, and if you try new stuff and it's a fail, there's no reason to keep beating a dead horse. Just move on to somebody else. And that's one thing I noticed with the partnership is that there's a limited amount of bandwidth for the executive director and her people, and there's a limited number of volunteer hours, and you really do have to deploy them
mm-hmm.
across the best – projects and the ones that get the community the most excited and also the ones that have the good return. There's been plenty of events and activities I've seen with the partnership that were great, but they were a lot of work and they resulted in zero incoming funds. And well, you're like, wait, what? Why did you get to the end and you have a report and they're like, well, we made $12. You're like, wait, you had 270 volunteer hours. There were 5,000 people in town and the total take was $12. Yeah. Well, that's just not even worth it.
Yeah.
Even if people had a great time, it's not sustainable.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, you know, this year I haven't really got too much pushback, but I cut the Jeep Cruise in.
Jeep Cruise in gone bye-bye.
Yeah. Because
is that breaking news? Hang on. Breaking news on the Downtown Lowdown, Downtown Tip City Partnership officially announces cancellation of Jeep Cruisin'.
It was just never added to the calendar.
Okay, there you go. So this is the official announcement.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
But I mean, it was one of those examples. It costs a lot of money.
Right. It was a lot of work.
To do. Yeah. It costs a lot of volunteer man hours.
Right.
It costs a lot of city manpower because that's, you know, the street needs to be closed and, you know, the coordination with the fire and the police. And it was supposed to be a fundraiser for the Lunch on Us program.
Right.
Well, if I'm not raising money for the Lunch on Us program, why am I shutting down the road?
Why are you doing all the work?
Right.
And this has happened in the past. People come up with great ideas for events. You do the event a couple of years and then you evaluate and you have to be...
We have to be
realistic about this stuff and be like, that's a fun thing that I enjoy. I like the Jeep Cruiser and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's great. Next time it happens, if it happens again, hop on, get involved and help us make it a better.
Right. Throw a $5 in the donation bucket for Lunch on Us.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Because it may not last if it's a drain on the finances of any organization that puts it on. And it's also a lot of work.
It is. It is. And I've heard the comment before, which irritates me, if I'm being honest.
Go ahead, be honest.
But somebody didn't want to donate for an event because they're like, I'm not paying you to do your job.
Well, that's not your job, is to hold a Jeep Cruise in.
Well, and we don't get paid from events anyways.
Right, exactly. That's not the thing you're doing. No, that's silly. That's silly, and it's also, it's short-term thinking because if you don't support the event and then the event doesn't come back, I'm gonna tell a painful story here.
Okay, let's go.
I'm saddened.
I'm sorry.
Every time someone suggests that we have a farmer's market in Tip City.
Oh, I know.
And I explained to them, well, first of all, we started the first farmer's market in Miami County, and that was 2007, and it went for a long time, and then it didn't. And now we don't have one, and we've tried, you've tried.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to bring it back, and it just doesn't seem to be a viable way to do it now. When we started it, there wasn't one in Piqua, and there wasn't a really popular one in Troy, and there wasn't one in Huber Heights. And when we had ours, we kind of had our pick of people. And we invented the whole concept in Miami County of how to do a farmer's market. And then when it got popular, some of those vendors left and went to larger farmer's markets that were started by larger organizations that have more funding.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, why don't you have one? Like we did. If we'd had more people come to it, it would still be there.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like if you like the downtown, support it. If you like the businesses in the downtown, support it. If you like the events that are being held in the downtown and you don't go to them and you don't drop in your $50 for your beer crawl pub tickets, then you really don't have anything to say when they go away.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
So help support the downtown by supporting the downtown.
Because we're doing great things.
You are doing great things, including Project Christmas.
The Christmas Cellar.
Project Christmas. Part one, the Christmas Cellar. And then part two and part three are secrets. So we're not going to talk about that.
No. They're like 2027, 2028.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not for this year?
No.
Are you planning
things out?
Unless
somebody gives me $100,000 this 10, year. 000. No. I need $100,000 for the entire thing.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Part one is $10,000.
I'm George Takei. Oh my, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You want 10K?
That's what I wrote a grant for.
For this?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. That'll be fun.
Let's hope I get it.
And if actually that's a great, segue. If you're a business in the area and you want to get your name on this first, because it's kind of open right now.
Yeah, right now it's wide open.
It's wide open if you want to be the sponsor, or what do they call it? The premier sponsor? What do you call it? If you want to have your name.
The presenting sponsor? I don't think we can have a presenting sponsor for
probably
this, though.
Not, because it goes on for 2 months.
Yeah. But if you know,
if you
what
want
if
to sponsor
we did,
one of the parts of it, right?
Yeah, like what if it was like the Hallmark Holiday Room presented
by Abbey Credit Union.
Yeah.
Or the Dickens themed speakeasy party sponsored by Thrivent Financial Group or whatever, you know. Yeah. If you want to get your business out there and in front of one of these parts of this multi-part program, I would reach out to Tasha right now.
Yeah, because I could. That's like a great idea, actually. Right, like I could do the Hallmark Holiday Room, and then so each one of the rooms could be presented by a different company. By,
and then they could have a big sign.
Yeah,
right in the there, room. In the room and above the door to go in the room or whatever. That's a gigantic picture of Abbott Labs or whatever, you know, whoever's the sponsor.
You know, I went to Abbott a couple weeks ago.
How
it
was it?
Such a great tour.
Is it neat?
It is so neat.
I want to go on that tour.
The stuff that they are making and everything that Abbott does, I had no idea until I went on that tour.
I think they ensure a great factory tour, don't they?
They do. Okay. They do. But did you know that Abbott's much more than just their nutritional drinks? Like they do.
Are
like
you doing a commercial for Abbott?
I shouldn't. I should like stop.
Well, you know what? If Abbott Labs wants to sponsor the Dickens Library Christmas Room, they would just get a hold of you now?
Absolutely.
I think that'd be great.
And they've got my contact information.
They need a big sign, or Wright Pat needs a big sign that says, hey, come take your picture in the Project Christmas.
You're going to have to stop calling it that, though. People are going to think it's such a like a mean thing.
It sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's
the Christmas seller. Well, thank you so much for spilling the beans on this. I think this is going to be exciting. People are hearing about it for the very first time, and it's going to be...
Well, you've been hearing about it for, what, 6 months now?
I have, and I had to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Just like when I was on city council and...
I had to keep everything a secret.
I had to keep all the secrets about the alien lab that the... Oh, wait. I wasn't supposed to talk
about that.
I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
We're too close to Wright Pat to be making those jokes.
Hangar 13. Shh. Don't say it. Don't say it.
All right. So, Tip City, Hallmark, Christmas, the Christmas seller this year. If you are listening and you're not from Tip City, you better add it to your calendar right now to come downtown Tip City and see this, because I have a feeling that these nights are going to go quick.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that they're going to go quick, and which is part of the reason why I said, Varsha, I'm going to need this schedule, because I knew people would bug her.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to have to put that out there and let people know when they can get down in the space and look at it, because it looks beautiful.
Well, they're not going to be able to see it ready for Christmas until November.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
So it is exciting.
I'm excited. And if people have, like we say, Christmas decorations or donations, that's probably something to hit immediately.
Do you think that maybe the Tip Gazette could write something about this?
No. Okay. No, but we could put an ad in there for you that shows like that you're taking donations.
Yeah, let's do that.
And put like where. So where would people, is there a place public that people could drop stuff off?
I want to say my office, but then.
Well, then say your office.
What if, like, I go to my office and I have, like, 12 Christmas trees there tomorrow? I kind of feel like I need to secure a storage facility first.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then I'll make the call for the decorations. Okay. But well, go ahead and start getting them in piles.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready to put that in the paper. And then, yes, people, don't throw anything away. And don't put it by the street for the trash people to pick up. Just...
Well, unless
aside.
It's trash. I don't want people's trash.
I don't. Yeah, you don't. But if it's nice and you're like, I don't want this tree anymore.
This is going to be a classy, very classy underground speakeasy.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, start saving your stuff up, folks. Don't throw it away. Tasha's going to let you know where. And I bet some of this or all of this information will be on your website at some point.
At some point. Yeah. But right now, I think this podcast is the exclusive place for it.
I like
for
that.
For a while.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you. That's exciting. I'm excited about your event. And it's not even an event. It's like a multi-month
It's a service to the community. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. I got asked a couple of questions like, how are you going to make money off of it? Well, you know what? I don't know that we are going to make money off of it this year. But it is something that the community has asked for. Mm-hmm. You know, I read those survey results and mm-hmm. I do take them seriously. And the things that I can make happen, I'm trying to make happen.
You are. And you're making Christmas a thing again. Yeah. You're taking it back.
Taking it back.
From whoever took it. From you.
Tip City is the place for Christmas.
It is the Hallmark town. And now you'll have a proof of it when you get your picture, get your Instagram.
I know. And you know what? I'm also working with some Airbnb owners.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I think that I'm going to have a Christmas pop-up themed Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
For a family, right?
That'll be fun. And it'll be decorated.
Yeah.
Christmassy.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I know.
I love that idea.
Good thing I know some people that own Airbnbs.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
But we should really thank the Tip City Foundation again.
They're great.
You know, I am so thankful for them for supporting the podcast in 2026 because it's just, this is a great way for people to know what's going on in Tip City. And I'm really happy that we have the opportunity to continue doing this podcast.
Me too. And I think you do a great job.
I think you do a great job.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say. You didn't have to say that. That's nice. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the Downtown Lowdown. It sounds like a metal band, doesn't it?
When I say it like that. Like that, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Downtown Lowdown.
We'll see you downtown soon.
There you go. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Downtown Lowdown. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a story behind the storefronts. I'll be back every Wednesday with more conversations about the people, places, and moments that make downtown Tip City special. If something we talked about today sparked your curiosity or you want to dig a little deeper, I encourage you to reach out to the Tippecanoe Gazette editor and share your thoughts or questions. Community conversations matter. And if you love these stories and you want to be part of them, consider becoming a friend of downtown. Your support helps us preserve, promote, and enhance the downtown we all love. Thanks for joining us on the Downtown Lowdown. I'm Tasha Weaver, and until next time, we'll see you downtown.
Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift.